Excitement is building in Ennis ahead of the upcoming Piping Heaven, Piping Hell Tinnel Festival, which is due to kick off on Friday, this coming Friday, the 29th of March, and continues over the Easter Bank Holiday weekend. It is the third year of the festival and is the biggest yet, with a spectacular lineup of top local, national, and international traditional music stars. And for more on this, I'm joined by the organiser in studio, Blackie O'Connell. Blackie, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me in, Alan. Fair play.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for coming in. We know how popular this has proven to be, and on to its third year already. And you're a busy man, not just busy now because he's putting the pipes together. To spoil the surprise, we're going to get a musical performance out of him as well while we have him in. But all the organisational aspects of it, Blackie, has it become a little bit easier as the festival has become more of a staple on the events calendar within Clare?
I suppose, and I've great help with a small team around me. I think the big thing about organising a festival in Ennis is all of these fantastic, as we said, international, national musicians. They love coming to County Clare. They love coming to Ennis. Ennis has so much to offer. That certainly helps when you're making a few calls, trying to get a few people down. But I'm really looking forward to a fantastic weekend. It's going to be special. I started it 3 years ago in memory of my friend Pat Broderick, who passed away. Actually, today is his fourth anniversary. It's kind of poignant that we're having the weekend so close to his anniversary. And the first year, it was very much to remember Pat. Everyone had such a good time, we decided we'd do it again. So I'm stuck with it now. This is my third year. It's very hard to stop it now.
But sure, look, isn't it nice to have something like this to look forward to? Anything that can attract, where you can mix local talent with big names from around the country and further afield. And I'm sure, all the pubs and other venues around the town as well. It's great for them. It creates a buzz, brings money into the local economy. It's win-win.
I think it's a great opportunity again for Ennis, to host what we call an international piping festival, an annual international piping festival over the Easter break each year. I've thought about it. We have Piping Heaven, Piping Hell each week in Considine's, and it just it kind of seems to have grown organically from that. So there's going to be great fun over the weekend. We have a host of amazing, amazing players, from Paddy Keenan to Gay McKeown, Padraig McGovern. We have world famous bagpipers like Alan MacDonald from Scotland, Breege Campbell. She'd be BBC Musician of the Year. She's from Scotland as well, the Isle of Skye, I think. Terry Tully, world champion bagpipers from Dublin. And then we have an international flavour with Ancho Lorenzo coming in from Galicia.
Well, now.
it's going to be a mighty weekend. Absolutely.
Has it reached the point already, Blackie, with the third edition of the festival, where actually its reputation precedes it, and rather than you having to ring around, you get the odd call from them saying, can I come to the next one?
Actually, funnily enough, John McSherry is down. John was our guest last year. I met John at a gig in Cork. He plays with the band The Ollum. And I said, I have the piping weekend now, Easter. And he said, Jesus, can I come again? He said, and I said, you were the guest last year. He goes, but can I just come anyway? So John is down for the weekend. So there's a little bit of that, there's a little element of that. As I said, it's Ennis is an easy sell when you're trying to get big names. There's so much the town has to offer, and the team in the town, the likes of Johnny Flynn stepped up amazingly. All the staff in Considine's, as always, Tig Lyne was a great help, Kevin Corrigan, even some of the shops there, the likes of Heeslips on O'Connell Street, they all rode in behind me. So, it makes organising something a little bit easier when you have, such goodwill behind you.
Brilliant. And not to get ahead of ourselves here, but how long after this one finishes do you generally do thoughts turn to the next one, or do you leave that until at least the start of the next year?
After this I'll be returning my focus to the Ennis Trad Festival in November, which is 30 years this year, so we'll have to put our thinking caps on for that. I've a lot of work done for it already, and we're working behind the scenes, but we'll get this weekend under our belts, and then we'll focus on the next festival.
Well, there you go. Look, see, this man and his team working hard so we can all have a good time. Well, look, it kicks off on Friday, continuing all over the Bank Holiday weekend. The fact it's the Bank Holiday weekend just adds to it. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, we start Friday at 4:30 at the Piping Heaven, Piping Hell session. And Gay McKeown is my guest. He's the chairman of the Pipers Club in Dublin. And now there'll be millions of pipers around. There's a beautiful small piping session with some of those Scottish pipers I mentioned in Cruises Friday evening. Then there's music all over the town Friday night, Saturday morning. At 1:30 on Saturday, we've done it the last 2 years. We've organised a bagpipe parade through the town of Ennis, which I think is a nice touch. It gives great pageantry to the town over the Easter weekend. So there'll be the City Limerick Pipe Band, the Tulla Pipe Band, lads from St. Lawrence O'Toole in Dublin. I had a message from the Dublin Fire Brigade Pipe Band this morning. Ancho Lorenzo will be part of that. So we'll be marching up Parnell Street through Merchant Square. It's a bit higgledy-piggledy with the way the town is. So we're taking a scenic route through the town, up Parnell Street, in through Merchant Square, which will be cool, the sound. We're going down as far as Boots, up O'Connell Street, and we'll congregate at the monument between 1:30 and 2 o'clock on Saturday. So, you know, that'll be a great event, and it's all free. If anyone's around and walking around the streets, give us a wave.
That'll be quite a sight and sound, no doubt. Absolutely brilliant, and lots for people to look forward to. Blackie, fair play to you and everyone else involved with it. Can you whet our appetite and give us a little bit of what we can expect from the weekend?
Small bit before we make a note. Yeah, sure, I'll play a couple of jigs or something.
Fantastic. I'm always in awe of anyone who can play the English, especially as well as you.
Asher, look, I'm at it long enough, often enough,
and it's paid off. Absolutely fantastic. Blackie, thank you very much. Blackie O'Connell there.
Thanks for having
and
me.
Make sure you check out the third Piping Heaven, Piping Hell Festival coming to Ennis from this Friday and all across the Easter Bank holiday weekend.